Hello and welcome to A VO's Journey. His name is Anthony Pica, and this is the podcast that is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artist grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy landmines that he seems to step on. In tonight's episode, Anthony discusses the burning debate of whether you should start a YouTube channel or a podcast to help grow your voiceover business. Let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, I want to take this opportunity to thank Angela Olfest for that amazing intro. Thank you, Angela. Angela is a part of the Mastermind group and an awesome person. I really appreciate it. So just like she said, I'm going to be talking about whether you should be starting your podcast or a YouTube channel to help grow your voiceover business. And this is very near and dear to my heart because I have a podcast and I have a YouTube channel. And, you know, I started both of those at really different times. I mean, I started my YouTube channel a while back as well, but I didn't really do anything with my YouTube channel like I did my podcast. And I think that, you know, there are some things to take in consideration. But the first thing we want to talk about is, you know, as a voiceover artist, right, we're always trying to get business. That's our goal, is to get business after we get all of our other stuff under wraps, like our, you know, our sound and our space and, you know, our processing and everything. So our goal is to get business. And one way to get business is to produce content and put it out there through social media so that people can find us, hear what we have to say, you know, hear what we have to say, relate to us, want to learn more about us, and also could possibly want to work with us. So I think that, you know, doing a podcast or a YouTube channel can really benefit you in all kinds of ways. So let's talk about both. And then I think let's talk about what I recommend you do and then how you go about doing it. So first, what are the benefits and maybe let's do it this way. What are the pros and cons of a podcast? And then we'll do what are the pros and cons of a YouTube channel. So first, the pros of a podcast. I think right off the bat, I mean, one of the biggest pros is that we as voiceover artists, we know how to record clips. We know how to record files. We can do this in our sleep. So creating a podcast is nothing more than creating a file, an MP3 file. And once you are done, you know, creating that file, you are going to upload it to a host like Anchor. Anchor is a free host, anchor.fm. That is a free host that you can use that then takes your podcast or your file and sends it to a whole bunch of other places like iTunes, like Spotify, like, you know, all these different, you know, Stitcher, all these different places, and it does it for free. Also, Anchor is pretty cool too because you can monetize your podcast, but don't worry about that right now. But the point is that the pro, like I said, a big pro is that we already know what to do. We already know how to create a file. We already know how to make it sound good. It's very simple for us to do. Right now, all I'm doing is as I'm talking to you, I'm just recording this right onto my DAW. When I'm done, I'll just process it like I normally do any other voiceover. Then I will upload it to my host. Now, I use a site called Buzzsprout. And yes, I do pay for this host. I was using SoundCloud a while ago. SoundCloud is another one. But I also paid for SoundCloud. And you can pay for SoundCloud. And I actually really, I like SoundCloud because it had a way for people to actually like your content and so forth. On here, on Buzzsprout, you can't. But what Buzzsprout does do is it gives you analytics. It also gives you some other benefits that I like. So anyways, there are many different places out there that you could upload a podcast to. but there are many that are free. But it's very simple to do. When I first started out, I had no idea how to do a podcast. I thought it was the hardest thing known to man. Like, I'd go on iTunes and I'm like, this is just ridiculous. I don't even know where you go to upload a podcast. Then I learned that, you know, you upload a podcast to a host and it streams it onto places like iTunes, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. So anyways, that's a big pro, I think, to podcasting. Okay. And another thing, you know, another pro is that the thing with podcasting is that you can do, you know, any sort of topic that you want, I think, and speak about it, and you can stop and edit it and go back and forth. You can do one episode, two, five, 10, whatever you want to do a week. You know what I mean? And you can have a lot of control over it. Then you can actually easily splice it up, dice it up, use little clips here and there, all kinds of things to promote on other channels like Twitter and Instagram and different things like that to actually promote, you know, yourself. If like I'm doing this podcast to you and I come with a really good quote or something in here, I can take that and split it up and, you know, put it somewhere. But of course, the challenge then becomes this not in video form, which most places require video format. But anyways, that's would be the pros of, you know, doing a podcast is that it's probably one of the easiest things for us voiceover artists to do because we do it every day. All you'd have to learn is like, you know, signing. All you'd have to do is sign up for like Anchor.fm and read through some of, you know, how it works and just upload there and they will distribute it to all sorts of platforms. So that's fairly simple, I think, on that end. The cons to a podcast is that, you know, a lot of people, especially on different social media platforms, they, you know, can't see a podcast. So like, for example, Instagram, you know, podcasting doesn't help very much on Instagram because you can't, you know, upload audio to Instagram without it being in video format. Okay. There are ways to take your podcast and switch that around, but a lot of places require video format, not MP3 files or so forth. Places are getting better. Like Facebook is finally allowed. Like there's places who have gotten better on accepting MP3 files, not just MP4 files. But, you know, the reality is a lot of social media likes quick, short videos of some sort of nature. And podcasts tend to be longer. So, and they tend to take longer to produce if you are producing longer, like 30-minute episodes, et cetera. They can be longer than doing like a 2 to 3 minute video, which some of the most popular videos are only 2 to 3 minutes long. Okay. But podcasts do take a lot longer. I will say, though, a pro to podcasts, and this has been proven to me, and I thank all of you guys for, you know, continuing to tell me this. But the reality is that people can listen to podcasting anywhere, pretty much. They can listen to it because it will continue to play with their phone in their pocket. Okay. It does not have to be on, like, you know, their screen does not have to be on. But if I'm playing a video, like if I make a video on YouTube, unless you pay for YouTube Red, you have to keep the screen open. Like, yeah, I mean, you have to keep the screen open, right? You know what I'm talking about. So you can't really watch a video or even listen to my video unless you are specifically watching YouTube and have your screen open at that time. Whereas you don't have that problem with a podcast. So podcasting can be very, very connect, you know, visible in that sense. Okay. So when we're talking about, so those are the pros and cons of podcasting, but I would say, what is it about podcasting that can help you grow your business? Well, I think that we all have a unique perspective. And remember, the point of all of this is to create content that hopefully either entertains people or educates people. And of course, if you can entertain and educate, that's the best of both worlds, right? But if you're putting out content, that's really the two types of content you have to think about: educating or entertaining. So if you take a look at yourself and what you do, all right? And, you know, when I created my podcast, I honestly, I never even thought it would grow to what it has become today and how many people have listened. I'm very blessed and thankful. But, you know, at the time, I really just wanted to start putting out something about what I was doing. You know, it would, it almost became like a way to keep myself in check, you know, like to make sure that I was, you know, following what I said I was doing, you know, and to maybe also help other people. You know, I mean, what I say in the beginning of my podcast that Angela said so well, thank you again, Angela, was that, you know, I really did want to go through all of these things and learn all of this stuff and help and share it with other people so they wouldn't have to go through it, because I didn't know anybody at the time who was really putting out any content in that form that was doing the same thing that I was doing, meaning that was documenting their journey from, you know, being middle-aged, having a family, having bills, you know, trying to be, you know, a father and a husband, a full-time employee, and seemingly everything should be okay, but I had this deep desire to do something else. I wasn't fulfilled with my work, okay? So I wanted to prove that it didn't matter where you were and that you didn't have to go through, you know, an end of the world scenario to still feel like you needed, you know, you had to do something different. I wanted to do that, and I wanted to help and share that with other people. So, you know, that's kind of how a VO's Journey podcast was born. But at the time, I didn't know, you know, what other uses of the podcast would be, other than just helping people. And I think it's a good idea, of course, to do this out of helping others, right? Because that should be the number one thing you do. But also, we are running a business, so it's important to think about some other benefits that help that you get when you put out something. So depending on what your background is or what your unique perspective is, it's a great way to connect with people. And this is where I think people get messed up, because even with podcasts, even with videos, I think people think that you have to create this content that speaks directly or markets directly to the businesses that you want to work with. But listen, a business is nothing more than a group of people. All right? So businesses are people. So if you connect with people, you are going to automatically connect with businesses without trying to connect with businesses, which, if you don't know or been under a rock, that is what marketing is today. Okay? It is connecting with people, trying to help people, and through that, letting them know what you do at the same time. And if they're interested, great. If they're not, that's fine too. That's not why we're here. But listen, they understand that you do some cool stuff and they could use your service because they really like you. Do you understand? Like, we've become a society where we need to like the people we are going to work with. And the only way we like people is if we trust people. And the only way we trust people, right, is if we get used to them or relate to them, know what they believe, what they think, how they are. And the only way to do that is through putting out content from your own personal point of view, either educating or entertaining. So if you're trying to figure out, okay, I want to start a podcast, but what am I going to start a podcast about? That would be a great thing to start a podcast about. Your own unique view about what you're going through in your life. All right. Now, I know I'm doing that same thing through a VO's journey, but you know, a VO's journey has changed. Perfect example. You know, when I first started, I talked a lot about the things I was going through and the things that, you know, like things that were happening to me, things that I was trying to do, things I was testing out. Now I realize, you know, and maybe I need to get back to some of that too, because I still do that. But now I realize a lot of what I talk about is things that I've learned and things of me trying to, you know, give that information to you. So the podcast has definitely turned into, and it happens, right? Things change. But, you know, I've been doing this for some years now. So, of course, you know, I'm not starting out anymore like I was when I started. So my perspective now has changed. And there's going to be someone else who's new and who's starting out who has a different perspective and is in a different place. You know, I've talked to a couple different people, and every person I talk to, they have a different point of view. They have a different set of circumstances. They're going through something different. And I guarantee you, though, that there are other people out there that can relate to what you are going through. No matter whether you're a woman or a man, no matter whether you are, you know, working at a certain place or not working at a certain place, no matter whether you've got, you know, 8 children to feed or it's just you on your own, no matter whether you are a college student or you're 60, 70, 80 years old, it doesn't matter where you are, what you are doing, you have a unique perspective, and there are other people out there that can relate to it. And when they relate to you, that's when you can build your community, build people who will follow you, and build people who will be interested in working with you, or better yet, recommending you to their boss or the people who would hire you. All right. So we talked about podcasting. Let's move on to video. And I think video is one of those things where, you know, YouTube created this, you know, all mecha land of video, and video is the ultimate thing. And you can create, you know, all this type of video will be the, you know, that if you could do video, you're in. And I have to tell you, I think video is great if, and this is a big if the content you're putting out for video format is, you know, interesting to look at, right? Because in the end, I think that, you know, yes, you do find these people who do all of these, you know, videos with their phone, right? But let's talk about some of that. You know, when they do a video with their phone, and they, you know, a lot of these people do videos with their phones, but what they're showing you with their phone is some Lamborghini in, you know, in the garage. You know who I'm talking about. You know who he is. Or they're on top of, you know, some penthouse suite, or they're going into their, you know, home or some fake home that they've rented for the day or whatever. You know, they're showing you a lifestyle, and yeah, they're using their phone, so you don't need some massive equipment. But the reality is, I'll be honest with you, I didn't do video for a long time until I set up my space. And, you know, because if you've watched any of my videos, you know that I have, to, in my mind at least, it's a nice space to look at. It's a nice little studio, you know, and I have lights and everything so you can see me properly and all this stuff. It's just different things. Like, you could do a podcast in the dark. You don't have to have any. And I used to, because my hobo fort, when I used to use that, you know, there wasn't really that many lights in it. I just used the light from the screen on my, you know, on my computer. So, like, you know, it was no good to try to do a video in there because there was no light. All right. But, you know, now, you know, I've done work to put lighting so you can see me in my videos. Okay. Now, I do notice that I get a lot of interaction with the videos, but I think because I do a lot of live work. So in that sense, videos do have the pros of being live. Okay. You do have the pros of people being able to interact with you a little bit more. And, you know, you do have the pros of YouTube being just such an accessible and usable platform that if you start to, you know, grow on YouTube, you have just an unlimited access of people that you can, you know, that you can get involved with. And let's be honest, YouTube is the second search, you know, the second largest search engine in the world, right below Google, right? Who, you know, owns both. So, you know, it's not a bad place to put up content and to put your links and to do the, you know, get the message across that you want to do. The cons are all of the things that you've got to do to make your video look good. You know, eventually you've got to put some effort into making a good video or having good content. You know, you've got to make sure people can see your face. You got to make sure people can hear you in a manner in which is not awful to listen to, right? You got to make sure that, you know, it's not bland to look at you, meaning like you don't have some bland background, because that gets tiring after a while. And then it also makes it feel like it's very, amateur. And even though you might look at some videos, I think, on YouTube and stuff like that, and you think, boy, these people are, you know, these people are amateurs, but they still have spent time putting effort into what you are seeing, and you respect that, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, you do. So what I'm trying to point out is that, you know, it's one of those things where videos do come with the cons of them. They come with a lot of extra effort that you got to put in when, you know, you don't have to put that effort in necessarily when you're doing a podcast. But with videos, you do. The payoff is that, you know, video is very, you know, it's probably still one of the number, it's the number one viewed type content online is video. You know, and a 2 to 3 minute video, 1 minute video, 1 to 2 minute video is highly viewed. Okay. And on top of that, many of the social platforms, pretty much all of them, want native video, meaning they want you to upload video directly to that platform, not from YouTube, and then you spread it around, you spread the link around, but they want you to actually create a video for, like, create a video for LinkedIn and upload it directly to LinkedIn. They promote that hits the algorithm differently and it goes to more people. You know, Facebook wants you to directly upload video. Twitter wants you to directly upload video. Instagram wants you to directly upload video. And you get so many, if you do this, you'll notice you get so many more views. You get so much more visibility because it's native content, video content that people can only get on that platform, meaning that they will go to that, watch it. They have to stay on it and they won't leave the platform. And all those platforms' goals is to keep everybody on them, right? That's their goals. Keep everybody on their social media site. So those are the cons, I think, of videos, but also there's a lot of pros. And, you know, there's probably a million more for both of them. But again, growing your business from a YouTube standpoint, I mean, that's really nice because, you know, you can visually show people, and there's nothing better, I think, than being able to show people who you are. They get instant access to you, your space, where you live, what they get to see you. Now, remember, that can be a good thing or a bad thing. Ever since I decked out my studio, I feel more confident in doing, you know, doing meetings with clients. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you know, doing directing online, you know what I mean? From different parts of the world or whatever, because when they patch into me, I mean, I feel like my stuff is pretty decently professional looking. So I'm not ashamed of it. I used to be, and I shouldn't have been, but I used to be just because you couldn't even see my face because I had no light. So anyways, needless to say, I didn't do any, you know, of that, you know, over the internet directing type thing. But I think, you know, with that being said, there is a way actually for you to do both. And the idea here is, and this comes from Gary Vaynerchuk, right? And it's called pillar content. It's like a strategy type thing where you do one pillar piece of content, meaning that you do like a podcast and you film it, right? So you're doing your podcast and you film yourself while you're doing it. And what you can do from that is now you have a podcast. Now you have bits and things that you can put on YouTube for videos. You can upload videos to any platform, you know, by taking little snippets here and there, taking a minute over here, taking a minute over there, uploading it, taking pictures from your podcast and putting captions and uploading that. Like, you have an unlimited amount of content you can create from one podcast. Now, the upside to this is, like I just said, you have an unlimited amount of content. The downside to this is that that takes a lot of work. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, we're talking like a lot of work. And people like Gary Vaynerchuk, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that, you know, you can't do it. Yeah, he can't do it a lot himself, but, you know, he has an entire team of people that follow him around and do nothing but do this all day, every single day, from morning to night. You know what I mean? And, you know, so, I mean, you know, this is, it's not easy, especially when we're doing work. You know, I mean, I had to tell you, it's not easy doing a video every single day. And because of the video, I started doing a video every day. If you haven't noticed, I've not been doing as many podcasts. And I got to get back to doing podcasts because I love podcasting. And I've had many of you reach out to me and tell me, hey, listen, I can't actually watch your videos. So if you don't do a podcast, I'm not hearing from you. You know what I mean? And so that's, you know, that's important to me. So, you know, that's again, another thing that you have to understand as well. So it might be not a bad idea to, if you want to attack both, is to film yourself while you're podcasting and then use that and chop it up. Okay. So the end of this, going back to the first question, which one should you create to grow your voiceover business? First off, you need to do one. There's no reason why you are not doing one or the other. You must, in some form, be putting out some sort of content, either in video form, all right, either in written form. I mean, we didn't talk about blogging or anything because blogging is still out there, okay? But it's not, you know, clearly it's not prevalent as much as it was a long time ago. And voice. You got to be putting something out there in voice, video, or at least something written. You've got to be putting out content in order for people to see you. If you do not, you are again going to be lost in the darkness. And then by putting out content, you can then start to reach more people and then be able to actually build your name, your brand, to where people will come to you, people will have heard of you, and it will be easier to get work. People will actually find you. Happened to me the other day. Like I was telling the story in the mastermind group where somebody, you know, sent me through my website because they're a media company who listens to this podcast, sent me an audition. They might be listening to this one. All right. That's how you build your brand and business. That's how you can grow your business doing these sorts of things because you never know who's listening. You never know who's listening. All right, you guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. If you get a chance, as always, please, please, please leave a review. It helps so much. And I definitely will be making a big effort to continue to do podcasts. And I'm trying to get back to 3 times a week because I think that was a good mix. You know, maybe like Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday or something like that. I think that was a good mix. So thank you. And because of Angela, and this was Angela's idea, so thank you, Angela, I will be working with, from now on, I will be asking or finding, or if you would like to narrate the opening of this podcast, please message me and let me know, and I will send over a script to you, and you can narrate it and send it back to me, and I will put it on this podcast and give you a shout out. All right. So thank you, Angela, once again. Thank you all for listening, and you have a wonderful, wonderful Monday night. Peace.